Bonnie Humphrey joins us, president of Missouri Valley College. And Dr. Humphrey, how's the beginning of school going for you?
It's been a great start to our school year. We had the largest enrollment we've ever had in our history. The weather cooperated, and it's been wonderful.
Okay, well, how do you account for that large enrollment?
Well, we've worked real hard at a few new initiatives, and I think they've paid off. We've reorganized our admissions department. We have a new director, and I think everything just kind of gelled this year. We've started e-gaming, which is a NAIA sport now, and it's something very new, not to some people in the area. Columbia College, I think, has had it a long time, but it's new to us. And so that was a draw to some kids. We had a strength training team that's been a real positive. We've started a debate program. And so just some programs we've started that have been positive. Our LPN to BSN program will begin in January, and so we picked up several students in the pipeline to get into that program. And a lot of effort on the part of a lot of people.
Dr. Humphrey, where are your students coming from? I know you've obviously got a strong foothold in Missouri, but I imagine they're coming from all over.
You know, Missouri Valley is a very diverse school. This year, and this will be close, it may not be exact, but this year I believe we have 48 states and 51 countries represented.
What does that do for you as president when you see that?
Well, I love it. I love everything about it. You can talk almost about any culture in the world here, because there's a student that will talk to you about it and explain things to you. I think it's great for our mid-Missouri students to get to know people from other parts of the world. So I just think it's a marvelous experience on our campus, and kids from different states, you know, become great friends. Both of my kids went to school here, and they both made friends from a long ways away, some of them from South America, and they wouldn't have been friends with them if they hadn't gone to school here.
I was about to say, that's got to be pretty important, too, given the global economy we're living in, too, isn't it?
Well, I think it just makes the world smaller, and the world is smaller with all of our social media, all of our trade and travel, and how easy it is to maneuver just about anywhere now, and I think it's important for our kids to really lay the groundwork here on this campus that people can get along if you just take the time to get to know each other.
All right. How about from a physical standpoint? Have any big projects taken place over the summer?
We have a campaign going on right now. It's the first athletic campaign we've ever done on our campus, and it's for a 28,600-square-foot facility for locker rooms and strength training area and a wrestling room and different things like that we have been long overdue to add. And so that's going very, very well. It's a $3.5 million campaign. We started it last spring, and we're knocking on the door of 3-2 right now. So we hope to have it finished here in the next 3 or 4 months. In fact, we feel good enough about it that we've started to break ground and do a little dirt work.
That's got to be exciting to see that kind of growth and expansion, isn't it?
It is exciting, and the kids are excited about it because this particular building, very much like our student center, will affect just a huge majority of kids on our campus, because it will relieve the pressure from the burn center that is packed to the gills right now. And so when the certain teams move into the new locker room that is their home, other teams get the old locker room as their home, and they don't have to share it anymore. Coaches' offices are more spread out. We have more athletic training space. It's just going to be a great thing for all the athletes on our campus.
Dr. Humphrey, you're a veteran administrator. What's it like for you when you see these new freshmen on campus and get a chance to talk to them about everything that lies ahead for them over these 4 years?
Well, it's exciting. It's always exciting to meet the kids and see their parents and to understand that those parents have great hopes and dreams for their kids and their children. And the young people that come to campus keep us invigorated and keep us looking at new ideas and new ways of doing things. The flip side of that is those young people that come to our campus have no idea how hard we've worked to get to where we are today. And so they walk on campus and think, oh, this looks really nice. Now, what are you going to do for me tomorrow? So, you know, it goes both ways. It's exciting and invigorating, and it keeps us moving forward.
Okay, if I was to ask you to put on that crystal ball 5 to 10 years from now, where do you see Missouri Valley College?
I see Missouri Valley College still in the picture as a strong liberal arts school in the heart of Missouri and in the heart of America Conference. And I see it bigger than it is now. Right now, at 1,500 and a few, you know, we're looking at some housing additions for the next year, perhaps. You know, we need to look at renovating our library at some point. So I think there's just constant growth on the horizon if we continue to manage the school properly.
Here's the difficult question to wrap things up. Where do you see technology going in the next 5 to 10 years? Is that going to continue to play a big role?
Oh, I think it's going to play a huge role, and I think it's, you know, it's about to get over my head now, just to tell you the truth. I really have no idea where it's going. It's, but I do know that there's more technology than ever used in every classroom on this campus. The kids are glued to some piece of technology or some method of getting their information from one friend to another and so forth all the time. And I truthfully, I do long for more conversation, face-to-face conversation. And we try to practice that here. It's one of the things that we try to do on our campus, that every faculty member, every staff member, we try to talk to these kids every day. Because otherwise, they're glued to their phone, and they're texting somebody. So I think technology is going to be way past what I can even see, but I think the communication skills of talking to someone and looking them in the eye when you do it is something we have to work hard at the college level to keep in the picture.
Well, let's bring this on home then. When you talk about a skill like that, that's invaluable when you get to a job interview, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. We do a lot of work with our kids to prepare them for when they graduate. And I know all colleges do. But we take great pride in the personal work we do with our kids. And we start simply by trying to talk to each one of them as they walk across campus. We say, good morning. We say, how are you today? How are your classes? And they get that from everybody on campus. So, communication should be easy for them by the time they get to be a senior. And we practice, we have etiquette luncheons for them. We have fashion shows for them to show them how to dress for success. We do a lot of work with our kids. And I think it's great work.
Dr. Bonnie Humphrey, President of Missouri Valley, she's joined us today.